What do they call the things that make the noise in a haunted house?
Well, they're ghosts. Mm-hmm. Or hanks, I think they call them. Like, they don't say a haunted house, they say a hanged house.
If it's not, one morning you go in and it's not super cold, you know, it's not really too terribly cold, but it's, you know, you need something on. You might tell somebody, you better put on a sweater, it's getting blank chilly.
It's getting real chilly. Mm-hmm.
If it's not getting real chilly, if it's just getting
cooler,
well,
or cold.
How would you describe it in terms of chilly?
If it's getting chilly.
Mm-hmm. If you used a word in front of chilly, you'd say it's getting, you know, it's not real cold, but it's sort of so-so.
Well, it's getting a little chillier.
Mm-hmm. If you had a choice about something, you might say, between two things, and one of them is something that's preferred by you, between two things you had a chance to do, you'd say, maybe, I'd blank do this than that.
I'd rather do this than that.
What do you say to a friend when you haven't seen him for a long time?
Glad to see you. Real nice.
If a man owns 500 acres, how much would that be?
500 acres?
Yeah, say that.
That'd be a lot of land.
Do you have any, well, come right back. If you were gonna agree with somebody or agree to do something, or they'd ask you to do something, you wanted to say something stronger than yes, and more enthusiastic than this, yes, you might say,
I'd be glad to do it.
Okay. And okay, if you wanted to say it in just one word, you'd say why?
Yes, I'll do it.
And if you want to make it stronger than yes, they say, you know, will you come over tonight and record a little more? You'd say why?
Well, I'd be glad to.
Can you really do that, or do you think you can do that? Then you might say, why, I...
Yes, I think I can do it.
Do you have, habitually, do you say, yes, sir, yes, ma'am, or yes, or...
I used to, because my mother used to teach us that.
Mm-hmm.
There's a man would say, yes, sir, no, sir, yes, ma'am, no.
Do you make an age distinction very much?
I used to do it to most any of my age or older. But in modern times, the people are getting away from it. And I was taught to respect you, minister, say, reverend, a preacher, or something like that. And one of my dearest, Brother Cecil Meyer said, just call me. You noticed I said, Cecil Meyer? And I called this preacher, we got up here preaching.
Hmm.
And I don't know, if maybe because he married us, set me in the Methodist church, and I might have got a little closer to him.
Hmm.
And it sounds like it may be that I would have disrespect, but he said he would like for us to call him Cecil.
Hmm.
And so I wound up calling him Cecil. You know, it's when I first mentioned him. But most preachers, I'd say, Reverend King, he was a good friend of mine. Or Preacher Wise, or something like that. I always put the title before the name, because I was raised that way. But people nowadays don't go that way. Mostly. You know, they like the children to say, hey, Charles, or hey, Charlie, you know. Where they'd say, hey, Mr. Rogers, you know, when I was little, that age coming up.
I've noticed that, too.